We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. And we're going to get things rolling today with Jock Tears. Lauren Ray of Jock Tears. She is going to be hosting the Bring Your Own Vinyl BYOV night tonight at the Fox Cabaret. Here's Biggie Pop on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Biggie Pop from Jock Tears from their album Sassy Attitude. He's got a big parrot and he's ready to share it. What a great line from that track. And I'm ready to share the airtime with Dora Duber, who's just rolling in from the washroom.
I did. Hello. Thank you for holding down the fort.
That was fast.
Thank you. I tried.
and succeeded.
Yeah, I do love that song. Jock Tears is one of, my favorite bands in the city right now. They just got back from Sled, which is pretty exciting. And Lauren Ray, the lead singer of that band, group, whatever, is going to be hosting Turn Tuesday's Bring Your Own Vinyl, BYOV, at the Projection Room today, like tonight. It's free, 19+, and it's basically she and her friend Anna are bringing their vinyl going to DJ.
Not just her friend, her BFF. In the event listing.
Her best friend forever.
Yes. And of course, that is with Brian C. and Adam Fink of local musician fame every week. So, yeah, that'll be great tonight.
Totally.
And we got a jam-packed show. There's so much going on.
Yeah, it's insane. And we, I think, both have had very exciting Discord Radio-related weeks.
How was your week?
It was pretty good, but I got to interview later on. We'll be playing a bit of an interview with Peter Rick that I did yesterday.
Humans.
Yeah,
and Gang Signs.
Truly of Humans.
And many other projects.
Yeah, he has a film coming out.
He's just a multi-talented creative
dude. He
really is.
I was trying to write a little intro for him, and it was filmmaker, animator, musician, visual artist. He does it all. But yeah, we'll be playing that a little later on, and you went to the Festival of Tall Trees.
Yes, the Tall Tree Festival, Port Renfrew, BC, Browns Mountain. It was a bit of a mission to get out there. If you're coming from, I stopped at my aunt's house on the way in Victoria, but I realized that was the long way around.
No. Whatever, quality aunt time.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. But yeah, it's about 2 hours from Victoria, about 2 hours from Nanaimo. So any way you look at it, it's going to be at least 6 hours from Vancouver. So it's a mission. But once you're there, so well worth it.
Cool.
You know how everybody talks about the gorge in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing they say about it is the view. It's all about the view at the gorge and Great Sound too. Well, I think Tall Tree might be Canada's best kept festival view secret. Because you're up on a mountain. And
surrounded by tall trees.
But that was why I was deceiving. I thought it was going to be more in the forest. I was expecting to be a very kind of forested sort of festival. But instead, you're above the trees. There's tall trees around
you. You're taller than the trees.
You are. And you have the most incredible view of the Juan de Fuca Strait. You can see the Olympia Mountains in the distance. You've got Botanical Beach in Port Renfrew below. It's absolutely epic. And we're going to make sure we throw some photos on our Facebook page so you can see the same view that I had the pleasure of seeing all weekend long. Yeah, and we're going to do a little recap of some of the bands and some of the interviews. I chatted with so many people, and we're going to try to squeeze in all that excitement to about a five-minute segment a little bit later in the show.
And we're also going to be rolling out some of those interviews throughout the week. We're going to try to be posting one, a single interview a day with also like crowd material, so it's going to be great. So check out our Facebook page and the CATR website /Discorder Radio for that as well.
Right on.
Kind of kicking off the show, really getting into it. The Plodes have a kickoff tour, tour kickoff, I guess, with Tim the Mute, Puke Sword, and My Sister Maria. That's happening on Friday, June 30th at Stylus Records. It's $5 to $10 or pay what you can, all ages. Not BYOB. They explicitly requested that, so heads up. But yeah, the Plodes have been a Vancouver staple for a while now. And here's their track, Sensodyne. On Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Drink orange juice, my teeth are bruised, underpants in the sink, head itches to blink. Sensodyne, 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 got it from you. Sensodyne, 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 got it from you. Chocolates, the tongue licks, the toothpicks, my eyes are tight, it's very bright, it hurts to bite, but teeth are white, bloody brush and bad enamel, old socks wear new flannel, have a shower, we'll wear sandals, now let's consult our panel, face scrub so the face looks better. Mouth, there's a bug in the shower and I gotta let it out. Drink orange juice, my teeth are bruised, the black sticks, chocolates, my eyes are tight, but teeth are white, I see my face in toothpaste.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you.
Mm-hmm.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Haw by Puke's World. And before that, we heard the Plodes with Sensodyne as part of the Plodes kickoff tour, kicking off this Friday at Stylus Records with my sister Maria and Ten Mute and the band you just heard, Puke's World.
Puke's World is actually Miles Black from Pale Red. It's his solo project, which I didn't know, which is pretty cool. We love Miles. Hello. Welcome.
You really got to sort of keep abreast of all the things that are happening. There's so many interweaving parts of the Vancouver music scene. So many artists are playing with so many different bands, and it's really hard to kind of keep up with. There's so many names popping up, but luckily, Dora, you're right on it. You're a real
yeah,
sleuth.
Yeah, I got all the info.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Nice.
Also kind of happening tonight, there's a panel and reading on digital poetics. This is like a fun fact. So that's at SFU Woodward from 7 to 10 p.m. I'm very excited. I'm definitely going to go to it. This is like 100% my jam. Kind of to get your juices flowing, some questions they're going to be answering are, how is language affected by pervasive digitization? How can and can't poetry grapple with problems of digital platforms and access to them? And what is the experience of reading a poem in a browser with like 17 other tabs open? So I am super excited, and I'm going to be running there as soon as the show ends, so hopefully I'll see the listeners there as well.
Especially that last one about 17 different tabs open. I feel that when we run Discord Radio, we've got so many different tabs open too. It's hard to stay focused.
How do we do it?
Yeah, but we are going to focus in on the charts for this next section of the show.
Woo!
We haven't done this in a while, but hey, you know, now we're officially into the summer season. This is going to be a summer proclamation. We're back at the charts. So let's read them down, 5 through 1. Who is number 5 this week, Dora?
Number 5 is Tops with the album Sugar at the Gate off of Arbutus.
Number 4 this week is Big Thief from Capacity.
Number 3, Late Spring, a favorite here at CITR, with their album Trembly Fog off of Agony Club.
Brand new music from Late Spring.
Woo.
Looking forward to it. Late spring and the early summer. Number 2 this week.
That was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 2 this week, Dalava with The Book of Transfigurations.
They were on a few months ago, I feel like, so it's cool that they've made a comeback.
Hmm.
And then Numero Uno on the CITR charts this week.
Dun, da, 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 da.
Do Make Say Think. They're a Toronto band, like experimental punk. With their album Stubborn Persistent Illusions off of Constellation Records. Here is their song, Shlomo Sun. Do Make Say Think, number 1 on the CITR charts on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
So that was Shlomo's Son by Do Make Say Thank, number one on the charts this week on CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Discorder Radio. We have a bunch of wonderful events that we are highlighting throughout the show, and a couple interviews and highlights that you'll get to see in a bit. So coming back right away, Puzzlehead, Co-op, and Wint are all playing at the Toast Collective this Friday, June 30th at 9 p.m. It's $8 or pay what you can, 19 plus. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. Puzzlehead, I think, is playing like at least a show a week for the next like 3 or 4 weeks. So if you miss it, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I don't know about Co-op or Wint. Like, you might not see them.
Could explain their rise to number one last week in the charts, which we didn't play. But hey, at least we're mentioning it right now.
Yeah, I guess segue of the century. Charts, straight to last week's charts. This is Puzzlehead and Wint. This is Wint's Identity on CD. Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. There you go, Puzzlehead, our cover artist from February, back at it. Number six on the charts this week, but they were number one last week, and they have a brand new album called Trucks. That track was called New Shoes. Puzzlehead on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And before that, we heard Wint with Identity. Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and why were we playing those bands again, Dora?
Well, I'll happily tell you, Wade. Puzzlehead, Co-op, and Wind are all playing this Friday at the Toast Collective at 9 p.m., so check them out.
Wow, that is the third thing we've mentioned so far that's happening this Friday, and there's still some more.
It's action-packed,
yeah,
for sure.
It's going to be a very, very busy weekend. We'll get more into that later in the show, but first, before we get too excited about next weekend, I want to quickly revisit this past weekend, which was an amazing summer solstice weekend. The weather was incredible all over the lower mainland, especially right on the top of Browns Mountain in Port Renfrew on the island. So I had
to you weren't there. You just heard it was really nice. I just think it's funny to be like, oh, I heard like it was nice on the top of that mountain.
No, I was there.
No, I know. But it's like, oh, it's also, I'm pretty sure it was nice in like Toronto too.
Right. No, but it wasn't actually.
Oh, haha, we won.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, we're a couple ex-Torontonians, for those who are listening. So whenever we hear Toronto gets rain, we're kind of like, yay, we made it. It was a good choice moving here.
Right move.
Yes, although yeah, totally. I was happy to see the rain cleared in time for the Pride Parade on Sunday, which was very nice. Yeah, it was almost like it was raining, pouring rain all morning, and then suddenly just it cleared and a rainbow evolved, and then the Pride Parade started, so...
Very serendipitous.
Yes, but bringing it back to the West Coast, on the very, very West Coast, Port Renfrew, BC, home of the Tall Tree Festival. It's a festival that's been going for the last 8 years, started by a guy called Mike Han, who actually is also the frontman for a band called Koya. Had a chance to interview him. We're not going to hear him in this clip because we're going to have him as part of our special little rollout that we're going to be doing through all our social media streams. But I did have the pleasure of seeing some amazing acts, including Youngblood, Fake Shark, John and Roy out of Victoria. Some of the headliners, by the way, were Tokyo Police Club out of Toronto, Beats Antique out of the States, and this band I had never heard of, but I was blown away, Shapeshifter from New Zealand.
Cool.
A live drum and bass act. I've been listening to nonstop for the last 3 days.
That's how you know a festival was worth it. When
exactly.
you hear something and you're like, well, I guess this is my new favorite band.
Totally.
I guess I like can't, never going back now.
They were amazing. We're not going to play them because they don't fit our sort of CanCon, local con, FemCon
mandate.
But nonetheless, go check them out. Shapeshifter from New Zealand. They are incredible. But we are going to play a little recap of the festival. I luckily had my little handy dandy Zoom recorder with me. Got a chance to interview lots of the bands, volunteers, people soaking up the sights and sounds. And this is a little 4.5 minute audio recap of the weekend. And we're going to give you a little John and Roy as the musical interlude to our little audio recap here. So this is the Wade's Tall Tree recap on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, I'm home.
Friday, June 23rd, live at the Tall Tree Festival in Port Renfrew, BC. Day one, the sun is shining. Everybody's feeling it. This is lining up to be a fan-freaking-tastic weekend. Friday, June 23rd, live at the Tall Tree Festival in Port Renfrew, BC. Day one, the sun is shining. Everybody's feeling it. This is lining up to be a fan-freaking-tastic weekend. Okay. All right, we're here with Nashlyn, formerly of CITR, currently of many exciting new music projects in and around Vancouver. How's your Tall Tree Festival thus far?
Oh man, it's my first Tall Tree and it's so good. I'm going to come back every year, I think. So far, I have gotten to my campsite, set up a beautiful tent overlooking this wonderful ocean that we live near, and seen some great bands. Yeah, like Youngblood and Fake Shark. It's been a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Dirty Mountain from Victoria. I saw them at the other stage.
Nice.
There's a lot of stages around here.
This is Malcolm here from Youngblood.
Nice. What are you most excited about this weekend?
most excited about, I think, is probably Easy Star All Stars, the reggae band.
Yeah.
They're like, we'd heard about them, like, everyone's heard of Dub Side of the Moon. And then I went and looked at their, like, discography, and they're all some of our favorite bands that they cover. It's a reggae band that covers other bands, for those who don't know. Secretly, we all want to be in a dub band. And so that is the band that we're very excited to see. How about you, Bruce? This is Bruce here.
Bruce, join us.
What am I excited to see? I'm excited to see Tokyo Police Club.
Nice.
Yeah, big fan of their first EP, and hopefully they play some tracks off that.
Yeah,
bring back some memories.
And for those that can't be here to take all this in at Tall Tree, what would you say is, in your opinion, is like the essence of Tall Tree Festival?
It seems to be the community. Like, we're, I think, pretty new to this world, and it looks like everyone's been living this life their whole lives and know each other deeply. And so it's, I kind of feel like a little bit of an outsider looking in, but it's very warm and inviting and yeah, community-based.
Nice. Welcome.
It's funny the divide between island time and Vancouver time. That there's a whole nother vibe that takes place on the island, and you feel it at a festival like this.
Straw hats and shirtless and all. So.
Oh yeah, and like for us, it's like I said, you scratch the surface with a few members of Youngblood in particular, and that island electro hippie vibe isn't too far below.
Yeah, it's in all of us, really. Yeah. I might be wearing a crisp white shirt, but I get money sometimes too. You know.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, we're here with Kevy of Fake Shark.
Just Fake Shark. That's where it ends. That's where the name ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to the real zombie?
That was an old version, and I took a bullet to the head of that mysterious creature. I almost had a lisp there. Did you hear that? Put that in print.
Okay.
He lisped here, asterisk.
Now, you said you guys play a lot of shows in Victoria. What are your thoughts on the, like, festival vibe versus a show vibe? You know, people that are paying to see you or people that are paying to see the festival and you happen to be a part of it?
I mean, they're both great. We do come to Victoria quite a bit to do our own shows. But I actually love playing shows like this where there's people that maybe haven't seen us yet. They get to see firsthand the antics that we like to put on during the show firsthand instead of hearing about it secondhand. You got to come out to Tall Tree. It's the best festival that happens out here. There's lots of beautiful people, boys and girls, whatever it is that you prefer, or if you like a mix of both, like myself, it's also good. Also, please help me if I get lost later, which is definitely going to happen.
Okay, we are here with Sarah, a longtime volunteer of the Tall Tree Festival. Sarah, how many years have you been doing this for?
I've done it 4 years, and I keep coming back. It's the beautiful view and a lot of great people, very diverse music scene, and it's a lot of fun.
Hi, my name's Ben from Croatia, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Jay Leon, all the way from Costa Rica. You're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Ellie Hart from Dirty Mountain. I'm at Tall Tree. It's awesome. You're listening to Discorder Radio.
Boom, 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 boom.
What's up, y'all? This is Emotions, live on Discorder Radio.
Hey, it's Bruce and Malcolm from Youngblood, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to find footing when you're in the air. Sleep with the ghost and you're running scared of who? Of who? Save up your money and your bad dreams. Take them on a holiday on a one-way trip for two. Satisfaction, hold me like you mean it.
Don't need a reason. Hearts are falling.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Feeling all right with Youngblood. Some of those members, Bruce and Malcolm, were featured in our little Tall Tree recap. Bruce and Malcolm were also the couple of guys in Gay 90s as well. So they, like we were saying before, a lot of mixing and matching going on with the Vancouver bands. Yeah.
Truly. And Tall Tree, we're going to be releasing, kind of like rolling out a bunch of interviews with other artists and crowd people, volunteers. So that'll be coming out over this next week. So stay tuned on our Facebook page, CITR.ca as well. It'll be great. Kind of jumping back into this next weekend, a little time shift. Dunormal, Prado, Swim Team, and Tough Customer are all playing this Friday, June 30th at Rag Date from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's a late show, and myself, Dora Duber, am the most excited I've been about a show in a really, really long time. Dunormal is so, so talented and, like, so amazing. I'm, like, so excited for her to be coming up from Seattle. I've been a huge Prado fan for a really long time. Swim Team is a classic, and Tough Customer, also Vancouver classic. So. Wow. I am so excited. I cannot wait.
Pretty eclectic lineup.
Yeah.
Unless, pretty random. Is this Prado, the same Prado that we played, we closed out the show with a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Something I never told you, funny enough. So two Saturdays ago, I was at the Cut Copy show, Cut Copy indie electro pop band from Australia. They were playing with Dirty Mountain and Youngblood and a few other bands at the Red Truck parking lot out in the East Van, kind of main street and second Scotia area. And after the show, we kind of stumbled upon this group of people outside this alleyway. And we're like, what's going on here? We ended up sort of stumbling into what was, I guess, some record shop called Stylus Records.
Eh?
And we ended up showing up right in time for the Prado show.
Oh, that's amazing.
She was she actually just launched into the song we played on the radio that day, too.
Funny.
What was it called?
PayPal.
It was such a stumble. It was hilarious. I totally thought of you, but
didn't
get a chance to mention it till right now on the radio.
Perfect. What a plug. Stumble into Rag Date this weekend as well. She is amazing. I'm like very, very team Prado. Wow. And I believe that she's going to be featured in this next issue of Discorder as well.
Wow.
So she's coming up. She's really amazing. Stay tuned. This is Prado Like Line on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM right now. Enjoy. She's playing with Dunormal, Swim Team, and Tough Age this weekend, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., 19 plus. I'm assuming it's like $5 or $10. Not really sure. We can like cross that bridge when we get to it. But yeah. Just go to Radio CITR 101.9. Is it?
I can never catch you on that. Surfing through waves like the internet. God, is this another test I can never ever rest? I feel his heart, it's in my chest. I can't take another breath, I breathe his piss like cigarettes. Just a look and now it's dead. Please look into my eyes, I'm Miss Medusa. I might use ya, bruise ya.
Means of communicating 3,000 years of habit.
in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Do Normal out of Seattle with Wide Awake. Prior to that, we heard Prado with Like Line. And once again, that is Prado and Do Normal are playing a very eclectic show with Tough Age and Swim Team at Radgate this Friday, June 30th, one of about a bazillion events happening this Friday night, this weekend, but this Friday in particular.
And another event happening this Friday is the screening of Peter Rick's film Come Together. I had the opportunity to speak with him yesterday, so here is that interview. You're listening to it on Discord Radio, CITR 101.
Peter and I met up at Dude Chilling yesterday afternoon, I had the opportunity to chat with Peter Rick, a local animator, filmmaker, visual artist, and musician, about the upcoming release of his film Come Together. Come Together is a documentary film featuring 10 Vancouver artists who try to showcase their work in Bogota alongside local Colombian artists, where nothing really goes according to plan. Peter and I met up at Dude Chilling Park because we live in Vancouver and it's summer, so please excuse all the park noises on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Who are you, and what is Come Together all about?
Okay, so my name is Peter Rick. I'm an artist and filmmaker and a musician. My friend Ken Lum, who was the owner and the curator of Aiden Gallery, he wanted to put this show together in Africa, and then he met a girl from Colombia and then changed his art festival show that he went to in Africa to Colombia because he fell in love with the country there. He thought it was beautiful and He's like, they really love art there, so really, really feel this would be the destination to do it. So he wanted me to be a part of it and help him put the event on. And I don't know why, because I don't know anybody over there. But he just loves the music I make and the art I do, and he feels like he could trust me. And I kind of got bullied into making a documentary film about the whole experience. And I was like, you want me to perform with my band there? You want me to help you produce it, make some art, be a curator with you, and film and direct the whole thing? And I just couldn't do that by myself, so I asked a friend of mine who had done a documentary film before. His name's Joseph Klimke, and we had worked together on several music videos. So, yeah, we just recorded the whole thing, and it was quite an adventure because nobody wanted to make the festival with us because we didn't speak Spanish, which is,
yeah, that's
the
a barrier.
Language. Yeah. And then every time we'd meet somebody who'd be willing, they want to do something that was so big, so costly. And then I think, well, we tell them, it's like, let's start small and then go big. And then they just wouldn't do any of the work, and then they would just disappear. And then we go to find somebody else to work with, and then same thing, they would just disappear. Eventually, well, you'll see the movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah, so the documentary film is about us going to Colombia in Bogota and doing a one-week art festival with music and just everything going wrong.
That sounds super frustrating.
Yeah.
So I know you've done some filmography before. You mentioned you worked with Joe on music videos. How was this project, because this was your first feature, hey?
Yeah.
How was this project, like, different or similar thematically, like, process-wise?
Oh, it's totally different. So, and also just finished a horror movie, a feature film that's in festivals this summer. And even that was like, 2 weeks shooting. We have a script and we know what we need. And with documentaries, you just don't know if you have a story. And we shot, about 30 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was a lot. And we hired somebody to do the first edit of the movie. And that helped a lot. He took us 30 hours and put it into 4 hours. And then
okay.
We asked him to cut it to 2.5. And then Joe and I re-edited it and, added extra stuff. But it's really hard because you never know if you have your story, if you have an ending. I just felt like we had something and I just wanted to end it.
So you're happy with the arc?
San Jose's Caleb Hart of Time. Dude, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Needles Pins, Back to the Bright. They are playing as part of their, with them, they're playing with their release, album release party. That's what I was trying to get out there. I was trying to say that there's another thing playing on Friday night, the 30th at SBC, along with Alimony as part of their release party. What else we have going? There's so many other things we got going on this weekend.
What isn't going on? It feels like Friday is the most action-packed day of the year, maybe.
Yes. Of course, there is the Peter Ricks screening. We heard him, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just did an interview with Peter yesterday, and we just played a little bit of it. You'll find, you can hear the whole thing on Discord or Radio, the CITR.ca like page.
Yeah, and that was Water Water by one of his many musical acts, Humans, mm-hmm. that followed the interview. Very nice job there, Dora.
Thank you. And then, but also, this Saturday is Canada Day. Woohoo!
It is. So many things are happening. So yeah, after you recover from one of the many events on Friday night, hope you guys go out and enjoy, celebrate this great country we live in. And we're about to run out of time. Mike is up next with Flex Your Head. But we thought to end off this show, the last show before the big Canada 150 celebrations, we would close it out today with a very proud Canadian and a proud Canadian tune. It's called Canada Day, Up Canada Way, by Stompin' Tom Connors. Yes, I believe this is the first time we played Stompin' Tom on Discord Radio. So happy Canada Day to all of you, and thanks for listening to us at Discord Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the first day of July. And we're shouting hooray up Canada Way when the maple leaf flies high. When the silver jets from east to west go streaming through our sky. We'll be shouting hooray up Canada Way when the great parade goes by. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, on the coast of Labrador. And we're shouting hooray, up Canada Way, on the wide Pacific shore. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Pelee Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away.
Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and hail our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, when the long cold winter is done. And we're shouting hooray up Canada Way for the great days yet to come, where maple trees grow maple leaves when the northern sun is high. We're Canadians and we're born again on the first day of July. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and feel our flag, the maple leaf forever. It's Canada Day, up Canada Way, from the lakes to the prairies wide. And we're shouting hooray up Canada Way on the St. Lawrence River side. People everywhere have a song to share on Canada's holiday. From Pelee Island in the sunny south to the North Pole far away. Oh, Canada, standing tall together, we raise our hands and fill our flag, the maple leaf forever. We raise our hands and hail our flag.